Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack. And in today's installment, we're going to be talking with a current and former member of an organization on the campus of St. Cloud State University, which is celebrating its 90th year of existence at the same time that it's trying to evolve into the future. It's the University Chronicle. They're just down the hallway from KVSC, but they've been around as an institution about twice as long. They just recently published a retrospective issue full of stories out of the past, and in the near future, they're going to be changing their format in order to keep up with the way that media is changing. So joining me today is former editor of The Chronicle and current KVSC Assistant News Director Vicky Icago and current University Chronicle editor Jeremiah Graves. And we're going to talk about this milestone and what the future holds for the University Chronicle. Okay, so why don't we just start off? You guys can introduce yourselves, and we'll just kind of ramble on from there.
Okay, my name is Vicky Icago. I was the former editor-in-chief for the University Chronicle from the middle of last academic year, so starting January 2014 through August of 2014.
Cool. My name is Jeremiah Graves. I'm the current editor-in-chief at the University Chronicle. Stepped in for Vicky and loving what I do right now.
Well, there you go. It's a nice. It's an interesting time over at the Chronicle.
Interesting.
Very,
very, very big transitions are coming. And it's kind of cool because I have a class with Michael Kanaka, a photographer over at the St. Cloud Times, and it seems like we're on the same transition that they are. So it seems like we're going in the right direction, and you know, with your readership being mostly 18 to 25 year olds, you gotta mix it up. Unless you're a guy like me that enjoys the occasional coffee, cigarette, and newspaper in the morning, it's probably not going to be your thing. So
you never know. Well, that's part of the thing that all print media is kind of dealing with right now. And well, you know, the reason we're talking is the University Chronicle is just kind of celebrating a milestone. 90 years. It's the 90th anniversary. So, I mean, you've got this institution which has been around for quite some time, and, you know, these 90 years, and definitely things have changed. Well, why don't we start off just talk about, well, who came up with the idea for, you know, what you guys have done for this 90th anniversary?
That was all Vicky. All Vicky. She had a great idea before we even did it, and then obviously she stepped down and had other plans with her academics and stuff like that, and I basically ran with the idea because it was so perfect, and I'm really proud of the product, but I'll let her talk about how the idea came about. That was great.
The idea actually for me kind of came about during June, I believe, on the death of Maya Angelou. Actually, I was in KVSC studios working as an assistant news director, and the station manager, Joe McMullen Boyer, actually approached me, and she had said something about how this was a landmark, you know, death in the written word community. And so she wanted to go ahead and interrupt the show and talk a little bit about it. And she had mentioned a certain date and said, you know, Maya Angelou actually was on campus at one point or another. And being the editor in chief of the Chronicle at the time, I, you know, just immediately tore down the hallway and was searching for an issue of the Chronicle from that time period, from that date. And I was lucky enough to, you know, after about like 10 minutes of digging, to go ahead and actually find it. Front page story, and rushed it back into the on-air studio. And we actually talked a little bit more about it. And, you know, that kind of inspired me to do something, you know, wouldn't it be really cool to see how the University Chronicle has transitioned from the beginning of 1924 up into now 2014, and going through and combing through different issues, looking at the different ways that they've done photography and different ways of telling a story. I'm a big history person. This is what I love to do. And I thought it would be a great way to showcase the history of the University Chronicle.
So just to clarify for everyone who hasn't gotten this edition yet, it is the Monday, September 22nd, 2014 edition, which is, well, it's kind of a throwback, I guess you could say.
It is, yeah.
Well, what are some of the things that are in this? And how did you choose what to put in this? There's some pretty funny stories.
There was a big process, and like we mentioned, Vicky had this idea months before this thing even happened, and we knew that we needed to take time to go through the archives, because if you've been in the archives room, It's not documented greatly. There's some issues amongst that, but
there are a lot of issues amongst that.
Just can't see what Vicky's doing next.
It is a process in itself just to find the issues from previous years, and within those issues, obviously finding the previous milestones that we have or try to implement in the paper. We had about, I'd say, 15 people on Friday night. I believe it's the 19th or 20th. Before the edition came out, we had about 15 people down there eating pizza and basically going through the archives. And it was pretty cool because most of the people writing for the Chronicle right now are freshmen or newcomers. We've got 4 returning people that are writers, and the rest were, learning about the Chronicle. And that was a great opportunity for them to see, you know, just how proud our history is. And like you said, 90 years, that's a milestone for anybody, especially a college newspaper. And even before that, even before the College Chronicle and what turned into the University Chronicle, they had 2 more going back to 1868. I mean, this thing's been around. I mean, print's been around forever. But yeah, there was in this edition, we've got my favorite story is the Chronicle was given about a pound of weed. and the editor-in-chief at the time, who I didn't read the cut line because we had to obviously paste some pictures over it, the editor-in-chief turned it in. But there was a big grin on her face when she pulled out this pound of weed. I mean,
yeah, it is a pound of
literally
weed.
Literally a pound of weed. Just donated to the Chronicle. Happy times for all, I guess. But we had to turn away. We have books from, like, really thick books from, you know, the 1955. 1956 was a big one because it was well documented. Had some of the best pictures in there. And that was the other part of the problem is we wanted pictures. We wanted ads. We've got some classic Coke ads in there.
Some cartoons, some political cartoons.
Exactly. We wanted to try and implement a little bit of everything, go through the times, you know, bigger stories. We were going to do the 9/11 edition, but that was taken straight from AP. So we figured that's pretty much something everybody'd seen. It wasn't our coverage necessarily, but we've got dead people getting pulled out of the Mississippi. We had a throwback of the Smithereens in there, back when they played their first show. I mean, it was just a conglomeration. I mean, every section needed something different, obviously, with sports and entertainment, marquee, news. It was fun to see all the young kids and the rookies getting involved because they were having a riot reading some of the reactions. And like Vicky, I'm a big history guy. I love everything about the past. I look to the past to solve future problems. And it's funny to see the reoccurrence of news and what people talked about in the 50s that's still being talked about today. There was, you know, they started the 20, I believe it's 20 years ago, the Women on Wednesday, and we looked at that. There was tons of articles in there about gay pride rallies and stuff. It was just things that we think just because we're young right now didn't happen before us because it's either naivety or arrogance, but they did happen, and it was great for us to actually learn that we covered it at some time, and we're still doing the same coverage.
Yeah, and that's part of the role of that, you know, the university paper, the school paper. I've done a few interviews with Tom Stamen from the University Archives, and, you know, that's where they're getting their information, these photos and the stories and all that. It's you know, people, yeah, you're right. If people forget the past, then they're going to be doomed to repeat the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the same issues kind of come up over and over again, the different peace marches that went on, and yes, there's been hippies all over campus and all that.
And dead bodies.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, they used to swim across the Mississippi.
Yeah.
That was a thing. And oh.
It was just nuts how many, like, we have one in there, but we could have put about one whole page of dead bodies getting pulled from the Mississippi, found around campus, and I mean, not necessarily even students, just bodies. And
it is kind of neat looking back at these things. The review of the movie Animal House. That, I mean, it, you know, this could be like somebody doing a review of something that, you know, a movie that's out
Step
now.
Brothers, something
yeah.
just simple.
Yeah, exactly. But this was, I mean, now you know, that movie is, of course, a classic. But
absolutely.
So that's, I think, something that you see also within this edition. It's, you know, that to go back to that kind of that cyclical thing, this is coming through people's eyes, and yeah, they're you know, college age, your guys' age. Yeah, this was, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, or more, but it's still that same connection to this event, these people. You know, you look at the sports, and you know, there's, you know, maybe look at the hair on some of these folks.
The Farrah Fawcett.
It's just a little intense, but...
There's one hairstyle that doesn't need to come back, and that's everything in the 80s.
Yeah, pretty much.
we found a lot of those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got the picture on the top of the very back, page 12, I mean... Just the classic pictures of women's volleyball just getting started up in their, you know, their high shorts and knickers, and it just looks, just stuff like that is really cool. You got side judges that are just being implemented in Hallenbeck. They're not even playing on center court. I mean, they're off in the corner somewhere. It's interesting to see the transition through sports, especially as a sports guy. Just looking back, the old classic putters, I mean, guys in wrestling masks, it's just interesting to see where we've come from and how we're transitioning as that happens.
Yeah, it looks like they're wearing aprons.
Yeah,
almost.
Their numbers are aprons and stuff.
It's like just little kind of flag type things they've got over their over their shirts and button down shirts it's interesting to see those things change. Well, speaking about change, what are the plans for the Chronicle now? I mean, all newspapers are kind of dealing with this, with the internet and social media is definitely changing the way that, media is produced and consumed, and it's pretty much changing the landscape, very much like the printing press changed the landscape back in the Renaissance. Is kind of what's going on. So what are some of the plans for the Chronicle going into the future?
Going into the future, we've had this discussion. I'm glad you brought it up. On the front page, we kind of outline an idea that we came up with at the Chronicle, and we're going to produce our own website, because every entity here is, student-run for the most part, student orgs that are involved with the university to some extent, but they're basically independent, and we want to make sure that we keep that. So I guess the word we're looking at is modernize, because like we said, 18 to 25, that's our target, the Chronicle's target audience. We've got all of our news basically circulates around what the university's going on. Student government, sports is always big. That's why it's still in the paper and always will be. But modernize is basically the transition we're going to, and that's going to produce more online. We're going to be 24/7. If somebody gets an article done, we're posting it. And, you know, the nice thing about online, once it's online, they say, it can never be taken off, but it can be updated. It can be changed. It goes to print. It can't be. That helps with corrections, with names. But and my old man always says, it's easy to hang a paper or a front page clipping of you on it on the refrigerator, but it's pretty hard to hang an iPad. And I was like, there is something to that. And
he really shouldn't be putting magnets on an iPad. That's
please don't.
Yeah, he would try. He's an old guy. But, we're going to cut down print publication. We've got that 5% budget cut that's coming, and we expect, as one of the larger student org budgets on campus, we expect that to hit us a little bit harder than others. So we're cutting publication down. We're going to go biweekly, so 2 times a month instead of 4 times. And we're basically going to push online as much as we can. We've got a couple of freshmen that are really interested in doing multimedia, online media. And another thing that we're bringing up, and obviously you mentioned it, social media is changing everything. Basically teasing your own website, teasing your own articles. And we plan to do that and change as the time goes. I mean, we've got new social media apps are coming out all the time. We've got this thing called Yik Yak that just got pushed up, and I know nothing about it. I'm not really a social media guy, as I pretty much...
Heard of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. No,
but we've got one freshman that's all about social media, and we're putting him kind of in charge of that. And the Chronicle's kind of following suit with the Times. We didn't know this until yesterday, but they're reorganizing and renaming positions just to modernize and have different duties underneath those positions as Times move forward. Another exciting thing that we're working on right now is the conglomeration website that will be run by the University Chronicle. And that'll involve KVSC a little bit. Obviously, we don't want them competing with themselves, because they got a great thing going on down here. And we got UTVS, who basically it's a great opportunity for them to learn how to write a little bit. It's a good opportunity for us to learn how to do the multimedia purposes and video and editing video with Final Cut and all that kind of exciting thing going on. You got to have everything nowadays to be a journalist. You have to know how to do everything. And that's really the main focus. And the main focus is student organizations. And regardless of their independence of the university, is to get students involved with other students and activities and basically create that, build that resume for you to get to that next level. And with this new website, we're going to have, you know, like I said, a conglomeration between the three entities of the Chronicle, a little bit of KVSC and UTVS. And it really allows the UTVS kids the opportunity to maybe if, you know, I always call them the guys on the bench. They're not on the air. They're not doing, you know, the ton of stuff. They make their own packages for class purposes. And but this really gives them another option. If they want to take a camera out and cover a game for the Chronicle, absolutely. If they want to get more FaceTime, more recognition, and more practice, essentially, this is an opportunity for them to do that. And another thing for UTVS, their archives aren't the greatest. And I was told by Derek Silvestri that basically if it's not on the air and you don't save it or go to a personal YouTube, it's gone. And this is a great opportunity for us to put those. We'll have a total archive of UTVS broadcast. Whatever, you know, whoever from the Chronicle wants to get involved with that is going to. They have the opportunity to do that. And basically a total coverage of everything. UTVS does a lot of community stuff, and the Chronicle does a lot of campus. So the, you know, the combination and compilation of that is going to be phenomenal. And it allows, you know, double coverage of certain things. If you want to look at, you know, highlights of a men's hockey game, you have that option. There's going to be video there. There's going to be highlights. If you want to read about it, it's going to be right next to it on the same story. So it's basically modernizing. We're going to try and give everybody as much information on one page as we can in order to, you know, basically build chemistry between the three entities and, you know, build recognition and FaceTime and opportunity for the students within those organizations.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM, KVSC, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today we're talking with Jeremiah Graves, current editor-in-chief of the University Chronicle, and Vicky Iacago, former editor-in-chief of the University Chronicle. And we're talking about how this 90-year-old institution on the St. Cloud State campus is evolving with time and technology.
If you think of, like, you know, the Huffington Post or mm-hmm. Bring Me the News,
right?
You know, those are these new entities. Well, Huffington Post's been around for a little while, but nonetheless.
But they're still around, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, and they have, you know, like HuffPost Live, mm-hmm. which is essentially this their little TV thing that they do.
Right.
And, you know, then they, you know, it's incorporating, well, what is out there online?
Right.
And it is pretty easy. Everybody's got a camera phone. Everybody's got a, you know,
everyone's a journalist.
Everyone could be a journalist.
Correct.
That's the thing. But what the Chronicle is doing with this kind of reboot, I guess you can call
that's
it.
That's very fair.
It is providing those tools to those people, mm-hmm. the students, who I could be a journalist. Well, sure, come on.
Yeah,
we've got it. Here's the way it's going. Here's your platform. Go. So
that's basically it. And Vicky kind of set the table with this. Let's get other people involved. Yeah, you did, Vicky.
I don't go that far.
Yeah, you did, because how many people right now?
You set the table. He's going to do the dishes. Is that how it works?
I'm just fine with that as long as I'm a part of it. I mean, we've got people in all aspects and all entities here working double dipping and triple dipping in some cases. Ted LaRue, he's the first guy that comes to mind. He's always at UTVS. He's always with the Chronicle Wright and Son, and he's always doing great things at KVSC. And this is another opportunity for those kids to get seen and heard or viewed, I guess, whatever way you want to be recognized, as much as possible. So kind of like you said, I mean, we've got great things going on right now, and it's definitely a reboot. Our website's been down the last 3 months, I believe.
Website was down end of June.
End of June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other story in its own. We can do another segment on why that happened. But we're currently, I mean, we've been in the process, and Shirley's got the new website design ready to go, and it should be up and running on Monday. And like we said, that's going to be 24/7. Somebody gets a story, and it's going to be transitioning. And I mentioned that to everyone that's asked, and it's going to be a big transition in the fact of, we're going to be learning as we go. This is something brand new for us. I mean, writers at sporting events, 20 minutes after the game, that story better be up. And the thing is, we're going to have copy editors involved. They're going to have to be reading it before it goes out. So basically, everyone's going to have to step their game up a little bit, and then also have to maintain printing editions, because there are people out there that really do enjoy the print edition. And we've had multiple people, especially advertising. Advertising's been really big in the last 2 weeks, probably fielded about 15 calls. Just looking for ad space, not necessarily online, and I've mentioned it to them that, you know, we got a new website coming up, and they're like, yeah, we know, but we want to focus on the print right now. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to deny that opportunity, obviously, with advertising being most main sources of income for newspapers.
Yeah, the advertising actually the actual print product generates so much more.
Right.
And you can see that across
Absolutely.
Dealing with other newspapers as well. You can actually see the fact that print advertising goes a lot further mm-hmm. than actually doing online. And I think that's a really awesome way that the University Chronicle is taking a lead in this sort of field. And instead of being a reactionary type field like most mass media, mm-hmm. and particularly newspapers, are doing right now, that they're embracing it. And they're embracing it in a way that I think is going to be setting a model for other news organizations
Correct.
As well. You're not just, you know, thinking about social media, then putting it up online, and then, you know, putting out your final print product.
Final product, right.
No, essentially, your final product is going to be the entire process. And it's amazing and it's exciting. And at the same time, you're setting the stage for your future journalists mm-hmm. to actually go ahead and understand that this is the new face of media. Mm-hmm. And if we can actually be ahead of the curve, not only are your students going to be able to get the better, you know, work experience,
right.
but they're going to be able to put together a solid product. And at least for me, while I was at the University Chronicle for as brief a time as I was in charge, I was one here. I worked as an assistant news director here at KVSC, and I could transform a story that aired as a package during our noon or 4 p.m. news watches.
News watch.
Yeah, and I could transform that into a written copy mm-hmm. that offered a lot more explanation, more
yep.
in-depth story, and also offered graphics and still images that people could actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of journalism that we're going to start seeing now. We're
yep.
going to start seeing a trend towards being able to do all these stories, but be able to tell a story in a different way.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I like about this format, too, mm-hmm. doing the features and whatnot. I've found that it's like when you're doing a news story, yeah, there's this little thing that you're talking about for a few minutes, and
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that can expand into print.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you have a half-hour conversation,
absolutely,
that's like Rolling Stone-length article.
Right.
You know, if you think about it. So, but there's a different place for all these different things. And I think that is part of, you know, this evolution of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, because this is the college setting, it's like, okay, we're trying things out here.
Yes.
If it doesn't work, you're going to carry that into, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. wherever you end up going. If there's another situation that comes up or another kind of thing, you'd be like, you know what? I've dealt with this before. I've seen how this happens.
Yeah.
And that whole beta testing of the process, it, you know, down here at KVSC, Jim Gray can attest to this a lot, and Alex Hartman can too. We get, there are companies that use us as beta testing for their technology,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes can be very interesting. But I think it all comes back around to, you know, what is the experience? What is the college experience? And
I agree. And you know, they say you can learn a lot more from losing than winning. And there's some truth to that. And we're at a great place right now, especially with the Chronicle. And like you mentioned, KVSC, we get to try new things. We're allowed to do that. People don't rely on our news every morning to be the same, to look the same, have the same template. We get the option to try new things. And the great thing about this whole process so far, talking with Emilio Ramos and up at UTVS, is this is students. Students are seeing the trend. Students are understanding what needs to change in media. And that's not just print. Print
we're
is
not only seeing the trend, we're living
we're
it.
We're living the trend. We are the trend.
Yeah.
As much as a problem as our generation has been, at least we're understanding what we're doing.
Yeah, I would argue a little bit different, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll just say get off my lawn.
And and like I said, this is a great opportunity for everybody involved. Everyone gets to learn what did, what didn't work, and use that, like we mentioned, use the past to understand the future. News is coming in a different way. The transition, you gotta spread the story, and immediacy is what's kind of, I won't say killing reputation of news right now, but it's definitely altered it a bit.
Yeah. It's like when the 24-hour news cycle started up. It's like when something big is happening, everybody starts to jump on that first thing, and
mm-hmm.
usually that first, second, and even third thing that gets said is wrong.
I remember the one that I always remember is the Boston bombing.
Yep, CNN.
When CNN hit that hard, and then pictures started getting posted of all these different people that looked suspicious. And people started freaking out. We're talking like 50,000 views in the first like 10 minutes. And that's the immediacy factor slash problem, and it's not necessarily a problem if you have the stuff to back it up. So basically what the Chronicle is attempting to do with UTVS, you know, as much as we can, is let's get this pounded out on social media. We're gonna tease it. We're gonna send them to the site, and basically, instead of having the immediacy factor, we're gonna provide the immediacy, but instead we'll have the full articles, full effect, full features to back up what we do post. Instead of just lead people on, and then, you know, 2 weeks later you get the real story.
And that's super important. And that's I'm also co-president of the Society of Professional Journalists here on the SASU campus. And that's something that we're trying to emphasize as well. Some of the core tenets of the actual SPJ code of ethics that all journalists should live by, you know, seek truth and report it, you know, do things in an accurate and proficient manner. You can get things up super quickly, but if they're not accurate, you're going to lose credibility, but that kind of defeats the entire purpose of why you're a news media organization, seeking the truth and reporting it, not seeking rumors and reporting it.
Right.
And
gossip.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, what we've been trying to work on at SPJ is kind of a similar approach to what the Chronicle's doing, but it's taking it to a more investigative level. We're trying to end up working on stories that are going to take a little bit of time, but those stories that are going to be there are going to be the ones that you can accurately tell and do in print, take a spin and put it in a minute 30 package for UTVS, and maybe also do a feature here down at KVSE.
Yeah.
It's going to utilize all mediums, and we're going to be doing a super investigative story, doing, you know, big requests and things like that. But it's something that, as our organization, as a Society of Professional Journalists, we're trying to utilize all people and bring everybody together that's in this mass media department. It's kind of ironic that we're in the mass comm department, but you can tell definitely that there's the Chronicle people, there's the KVSC people, there's the UTVS people, there's the advertising and PR people. And you don't mix.
Right.
And it's a sad factor of life that when you get thrown out into the real world, I mean, I was looking at jobs just this morning, actually. There's this awesome job that you mentioned, Bring Me the News, that I was looking at. It was a site that I was looking at. And they're wanting a digital news editor, journalist. You need to know how to not only use WordPress and be able to accurately type up stories. You're going to need to learn how to edit audio.
InDesign, audio, MP4s, MOVs, everything that you possibly need or could get here, you have to have.
Yep.
Exactly. And I think that the way that the Chronicle is approaching it, the way I'm trying to lead SPJ in approaching it, and the reception that we've gotten as a department now is the fact that we need to converge. That's a big question in this department. Convergence, convergence, convergence. But if you don't accurately do it, and you don't do it in a way that makes sense and utilizes everybody's talent in a way that's going to produce a solid news product, it's not going to happen.
And help learn.
Yeah. And this is what's super important about doing what the Chronicle's doing and what I'm trying to do with SPJ is the fact that we're telling everybody, hey, go explore different mediums. We're giving you the opportunity to go ahead and do that. Find your strength. Find what you like. Don't just sit, well, I'm going to be in print journalism. That's my major.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Even us print journalism majors know that is not even close to enough.
I mean, like, Jeremiah, what do you do right now for media on this campus?
For media on this campus, I do sports on Fridays on occasion for UTVS. I also do a couple packages for Husky Mag, do color commentary, and used to provide our own radio show, which should be getting kicked up here pretty soon. As soon as we can find the talent and on-air personality, I do color commentary for men and women's hockey, and the sports editing and editor-in-chief at the University Chronicle.
I mean, like, up until August, I was editor-in-chief in the University Chronicle, also doubling as marquee sports and news editor for the University Chronicle, occasionally opinions and copy edit, but in addition to doing that, I was also assistant news director here at KVSC, and then I've also had producing experience for UTVS for a semester and a half. So, I mean, like, I've been all over the place. I've dabbled in what I figured out what I like and what my strengths are.
And I think that is a little bit of a testament also to not necessarily our generation, but our senior class right now. Everyone that's involved here at KVSC, we've got Declan Goff, we've got Ted LaRue, and I'm sticking with sports just because I actually
did. You know sports.
No, I read it.
Back to that.
Exactly.
I read an article called The Sports Department or the Toy Department Shall Lead Us. And it's interesting to see the innovative ways that have come out of sports that have stuck in newspapers, period, just in news and marquee especially. And I see that happening right now with Jeremy Klein upstairs, Jack upstairs, and like I said, Ted LaRue, who does pretty much everything you want him to. The kid can't say no. He's from Wisconsin, though, so he goes back down two notches. But, I mean, it's interesting because this is like I said, this is a student idea. It really is. And the ironic thing about this is that the Chronicle for the last probably 5-10 years has been the one that's pushing against the convergence. And there's been some, I wouldn't say harsh words or anything, but there's been some looks and questions and, you know, head scratching moments. And I guess it's ironic now because the Chronicle's trying to get everyone back together. We're the people that broke the party up, and now we're trying to get it back up and running. And I mean, I find this is a great opportunity. I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse here when I say that, but it's a good opportunity for everyone to learn. I find that that's what this whole department should be about in the first place. Getting every student the opportunity to do different things and utilize their skills and build new ones.
Right on. So to wrap this up, you actually have a family connection with the Chronicle.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
I will tell you as much as I know. I got a text today from my father, Fred, and he said, "Congratulations, you are another generation of St. Cloud State University Chronicle's editor-in-chief. Apparently around 1926, I have a great aunt named Carol Rosano, who was the editor-in-chief of the University Chronicle or College Chronicle of the time." So, like you mentioned, I guess our whole family was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, you were predestined to be here to do this.
Well, you're welcome. I stepped aside then.
Yeah.
Just for you, Jeremiah.
You know, Vicky, it was an interesting transition period, and I'm glad that everyone around us is a part of it. I mean, everyone's been really supportive. Everyone listens to ideas, throws feedback, whether that's constructive criticism or, you know, positive reactions. It's great to hear everyone's opinion, and I think everyone, including, you know, Jim Gray, Joe McMullen Boyer, Derek Silvestri, Mark Mills, Tim Henniger, new chairman, Dale Zocker, everyone seems to be on board in you know, different ways and different senses, and it's going to be a transition and trial and error period for the first 3-4 weeks. And basically, the goal is to leave a legacy for students behind us. And that's everyone involved. And that's the whole goal of every student organization and every department, is to see kids create something for kids beneath them, for kids that are coming up behind them, and, you know, see them take it with the different transitions and different methods that are of the time. And I guess that's the goal that the Chronicle and everyone around us is trying to go after.
Think, do, and make a difference.
Oh, no.
St. Cloud State right there.
Oh, no.
Applied it right to the Chronicle.
Uh-huh. It's kind of sneaky how those things happen like that.
I can't believe that just came up. I am so anti that whole concept.
Until you realize you're living it.
Until, yeah.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say about this. I don't know. Vicky.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm not. Well, Jeremiah and Vicky, thanks for talking with me today.
No, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Jeff.
Appreciate the time.
And once again, we've been speaking with Jeremiah Graves, current editor-in-chief of the University Chronicle, and Vicky Iacocca, former editor-in-chief of the University Chronicle, about how the Chronicle has changed over its 90 years of existence and where it's heading in the future. When the new University Chronicle website goes live, it's going to be at www.universitychronicle.net. And you'll be able to link to it off the podcast for this story at kvsc.org. under the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through funding by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amper's Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.